It's Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. A new program being funded by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is putting iPods with personalized playlists in nursing homes around the state. The idea behind the Music and Memory program is to use music therapy to help patients suffering from dementia, and a UW-Milwaukee gerontologist will be studying how effective these therapies are. Dr. Zheng Kwok is an assistant professor of social work at the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare. She's been working with older adults and dementia patients for years, but for some reason she felt a personal connection to this project. It inspired her to write an essay that asks, "If you had dementia, what songs would be on your playlist?" We'll hear that essay in just a moment, but first Kwok tells Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce about how she first became interested in using the arts to help those with dementia.
One of the research projects that I was involved several years ago was looking at the effects of a creative expression interventions for the dementia residents. So since then, I have been very much interested in creative expression interventions that use arts to help with the behavior problems or the mood changes of the dementia residents in nursing homes.
So what's the theory behind these interventions? What are they positing the impact of music or art therapy will have on these patients?
The basic idea behind the effects of music therapies or music listening on the people with the dementia is that when we listen to music, especially the favorite songs or the songs that are very familiar to these residents, there's the memory, long-term memory that's reserved still in the parts of the brain of a dementia residents. So by listening to happy songs especially, or the songs that evoke the happy memories, can initiate or evoke the positive emotion as well as the memory that's still reserved in the part of your brain. And so that positive emotions that's evoked by the songs can help the residents focus on more on the positive emotions and at the moment instead of the very stressful stimuli in their environments. So for dementia residents, especially if the dementia has advanced when they're in the nursing homes, try to understand what it feels like to be in their shoes. Just imagine you constantly wake up in a new place, right? And you don't remember these people who come around. You're all of a sudden sharing your bedroom with someone else, maybe, or you're just waking up in a new place constantly in a new environment that you don't really recognize, and you see strange faces. So wouldn't you feel really, really stressed? And what happens with the dementia to a person is that they start to really lose the short-term memories, and then that affects their functioning. And so with the impairment that's increasing, a lot of the usual things around us can be really stressful. But when we play favorite songs of those residents, that really helps them to shift their focus or attention away from the stressful stimuli in their environment. And so they can focus on the moment of happy memories and the happy feelings. So that's a kind of simple way of looking at how music can possibly affect the person's mood. And also, by evoking the long-term memory that's reserved in the part of your brain, maybe they can also stimulate their cognitions and the memory. So by focusing on the positive emotions, then they feel less stressed, and then maybe that can also help them to feel less agitated and more engaged with other family members and the resident staff. One of the hardest things to watch about your family members having dementia is that they withdraw, and then they seem really removed. They seem really distant. And when you play this favorite music and when you actually see positive response in those residents, it really does also help families to really be able to engage with them and see that humanity, the personhood of that person with the dementia.
So tell us about your research and what you're doing looking at these kinds of music therapy programs for patients with dementia.
We actually have had the opportunity to really work with the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. So they are doing a statewide initiative with over 100 nursing homes in the state of Wisconsin to implement this program called the Music and Memory. Music and Memory program is simply an individualized music listening program. And with the funding from the state, 100 nursing homes are participating in this initiative. And what we are doing is we are really comparing residents' outcomes in those 100 nursing homes compared to other homes that are not participating in the initiative. That's one part of our study. Another thing we are doing is we are going into 10 selected nursing homes, and we are doing more intensive data collection to look at the changes in cognitions, memory, mood, behavior problems, family members' satisfaction, resident staff's attitudes toward dementia residents, a number of things. So we are very excited about this study.
What do you hope will come out of your study once it's complete?
So one of the main questions that we have about this study is if passive listening to music is indeed effective in terms of reducing behavior problems, improving their mood, and improving cognitions. There are many theories out there about how music really affects our brain and our mood. But in terms of working with the residents with the dementia, there are very few studies that actually have used rigorous research designs to be able to give us a strong evidence about the effects of the music. So by utilizing more rigorous research design, first of all, we want to be able to test to see if music indeed has any positive effect on the residents, especially long-term, not immediately after listening to music, but does that effect of music listening really get sustained over time for the residents? And what we also want to see is if the music affects not only the residents, but also family members as well as their care staff.
So the essay that we're going to have you read, was this inspired by the beginning of the work that you're doing, this research work, looking at these different programs?
Very much so. So as I was looking into more about the effects of music, looking at the literature, and going into these nursing homes to start this study, it really made me realize what songs would be really on my list. And I'm a gerontologist. And I'm in a way, realist. So there is a good chance that my body will fail, my mind will fail. And, you know, I thought maybe I should really start creating this list. And I was really enjoying the process of it because it's not just about, you know, usefulness of this playlist when I get, you know, when I become, I don't know, 85, 95. But it's about even now. It really helped me to remember my past, helped me really appreciate the important people in my life. And the music that I love, it really renewed my appreciation and love for the music. And I am using this list to really start conversation with my family members as well, because it really brought our family kind of together to remember about happy memories as well as sad memories. But it really helped us, I think, to focus on what's really important in your life, not only in the past, but also now.
Well, Jean-Claude, thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for sharing your essay with us.
Thank you very much.
And now, the end is near.
Whenever I hear Frank Sinatra sing My Way or Doris Day sing Que Sera Sera, two of my parents' favorites, I recall my dad's love of vocals and my mom's practical wisdom. You will be whatever you will be, my mom would tell me when I was a teenager growing up in South Korea. And hearing music of indie groups, Grizzly Bear and Okkervil River, I re-experienced the feelings of awe and happiness that I felt during road trips with a friend that I took several years ago along the magnificent and beautiful California and Florida coast.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich?
Music is often with us when we drive, work, play, worship, celebrate, and mourn. It is an essential part of our memory making. That is why lately I have been thinking about which songs I want my family and friends to play for me if I develop dementia. I am a music lover and a gerontologist who is all too familiar with dementia, a disease that gradually robs a person of memory, mind, ability to do basic activities, and eventually a sense of self. It is possible that I will not be able to create a playlist when I need it most. But today, I am 38 years old and healthy. I know just how much of my sense of self can be found in the rhythms of the Bad Plus and Flip Foxes, and the lyrics of Joni Mitchell and Lee Moon Se, whose songs I used to listen to obsessively growing up. I just started a research study with my colleagues about individualized music listening among nursing home residents with dementia. Neuroscientific and clinical research has shown that music can enhance cognitive development and emotional well-being. Various music therapies have been designed for people with developmental or physical disabilities or even terminal illnesses. But can simply listening to one's favorite songs improve memory, mood, and quality of life for the 5 million people with dementia in the United States alone? We are trying to answer this question in our study of the Music and Memory Program, which uses personalized music playlists delivered on iPods to nursing home residents with dementia. With funding from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, the program is being implemented with residents with dementia in 100 nursing homes in the state of Wisconsin. We are testing if the Music and Memory Program is as effective as the usual pharmacological treatments for dementia. Simply put, music can trigger happy memories from childhood, youth, and young adulthood. These memories evoke positive emotions, which shift a person's thinking away from the stressful stimuli of the nursing home. The person feels happier, less anxious, less agitated, is more engaged with their family and nursing home staff, and requires less medication. This is no small thing. More than 70% of people with dementia are affected by depression, aggression, anxiety, apathy, or withdrawal. The usual treatment is medications.
I've looked at life from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's
like... As a social scientist, I believe research will help us better understand if and how music affects our memory, cognition, and mood. These studies might help us improve music programs that maximize therapeutic benefits and decrease use of medications. But as a music lover, I'm not waiting for the results. Personally, I'm developing my own playlist even without firm empirical evidence that music ameliorates dementia. Odds are my mind and body will fail many years from now, and I will have to depend on the care, goodwill, love and compassion from my family, friends, neighbors, and professional caregivers. If that time comes, I hope they can share the joy and the beauty of music I have loved, the songs in which I hear my life. Bach, John Coltrane, Billie Holiday, Nina Simone, The Beatles, Beastie Boys, Radiohead, Elbow. And my playlist goes on. What would be on your list?
You're alone to yourself, and we don't suffer dreamers, but neither should you walk the earth alone. So with finger rolls and folding chairs.
Dr. Zheng Kwok is an assistant professor of social work at UWM's Helen Bader School of Social Welfare, where she teaches gerontology and end-of-life care issues. She also researches family caregivers and end-stage care decision-making. Kwok is currently studying how effective personalized music listening therapies are for nursing home residents with dementia. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce. We may be the land of beer and brats, but craft brews haven't always been available at the tap. Well, they're finally getting their due here in Wisconsin, and we'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.
Got you surrounded.
man you are will